Ford cancels plans for new $1.6 billion plant in Mexico. Ford has slammed the brakes on a plan to invest millions of dollars in a plant in Mexico, and will instead upgrade a Michigan facility, crediting the move Tuesday as a vote of confidence in President-elect Donald Trump's pro-growth agenda. Ford CEO Mark Fields announced the U-turn at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant in Michigan, saying Trump's pro-growth tax and regulatory reform policies were critical to the decision. "We believe these tax and regulatory reforms are necessary to boost U.S. competitiveness," Field told workers there. The automaker canceled plans to build a $1.6 billion plant in San Luis Potosi, Mexico, and will spend $700 million to upgrade its Flat Rock plant and create 700 jobs to make electric and self-driving cars. Hours after the deal was announced, Trump tweeted, "Instead of driving jobs and wealth away, America will become the world's greatest magnet of innovation and job creation." Fields, in an interview on CNN, said the company changed its plan as a strategic business move, betting that electric cars will eventually leave gas-powered cars in the dust. "We didn't cut a deal with the president-elect," he insisted. "We did what's right for our business, first and foremost. That's what drives us in every business decision that we make. But we look at a lot of factors, and one of the factors that we see is, again, this more positive U.S. environment for manufacturing and investment here, and we take that into account in our investment decisions very clearly." Last month, when Fields declared that Ford was looking to work with the incoming administration, he suggested that it was too late to change the plan for a new factory in Mexico. Ford still intends to move production of its Focus compact car to an existing plant in Mexico. The Focus is currently made in Wayne, Michigan. Fields said he noted Vice President-elect Mike Pence of the news before announcing it, and Pence was very happy that we're making the investment here in America, not only good for Ford, but for the U.S. and American workers. Bill Ford, the company's executive chair, spoke with Trump, who during the presidential campaign repeatedly slammed Ford for moving U.S. jobs to Mexico. After the election, Trump phoned Bill Ford to discuss the company's plan to move manufacturing of the Lincoln MKC sports utility vehicle to Mexico from Louisville, Kentucky. Field said that at the time, the discussion helped convince Bill Ford to keep building the Lincoln here. Ford, the second largest U.S. automaker, employs 85,000 workers in America and about 8,800 in Mexico. Trump's campaign pledge to bring jobs back to America has proven to be more than a vow. In December, air conditioner maker Carrier agreed to remain in Indiana after talks with Pence. That decision also saved about 700 jobs that would have ended up in Mexico.